Panel 28.
As Union and Confederate troops moved across the country during the war, they often took food and supplies and destroyed property belonging to citizens. Union troops were supposed to write receipts for supplies they took, to be repaid by the federal government after the war. Making a claim was often difficult, especially without a receipt. It was even more challenging, if not impossible, to obtain repayment from the Confederate government, which dissolved after the war. As a result, many citizens took individuals who had served in the Confederate Army to court for compensation. Pages from a petition for damages by four businessmen from Ironton are represented on this panel. The plaintiffs accused 55 Confederate leaders of conspiracy to overthrow the government, which in turn led to the damage inflicted on their businesses. The businessmen lost their suit.